Time now for this week's Asri Report. Joining us on the line, we have Dr. Imran Bakas. Imran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, Murana. Thank you so much.
So, we're talking about KZN being captured by political gangsterism. What do you mean, political gangsters capturing the province?
Well, I think as we approach regional conferences and the provincial conference and eventually, the 2022 conference, KZN very often is a focal point for our national politics because it's one of the biggest voting bases for the ANC. And I think in recent times, we've seen that politics in this city has been captured. We saw that in the aftermath of the local government elections. And I've come to describe it as a form of political gangsterism. That doesn't mean that there are no people in the ANC provincially here who are really good, who are fighting the good fight, selfless and not corrupt. But they are on the losing end. We've seen in KZN, a number of business forums who, when major developments take place, they kind of insert themselves into these developments as mafia organizations, demanding a cut of what's being made, etc. And even the city's tendering system is a clear indication of how gangsterism has inserted itself in KZN and particularly in Itigwini. There's essentially what I'm talking about, general networks of people who operate in the province and in the city in order to loot the city, in order to loot from the tendering system. And that's a huge, huge problem. And I think it's only set to intensify as we approach all of these various conferences.
Do you think that there was also organized crime linked to the looting last year?
You know, the looting had multiple dimensions to it. We describe now part of the looting as being a food riot or people, trying to loot food. We also know there was a huge political dimension in favor of former President Jacob Zuma. But there certainly was organized crime. I think part of the intersection of what occurred is that it was penetrated by organized crime. And there are clear indications that part of the ANC were part of these organized crime structures, and we're looting and we're using the riots in order to advance their own agendas. And part of that agenda was, advancing their own interests. We've come to a situation in KZN, and I think in other parts of the country, where there seems to be a very fine line between the state, the corporate world, and even the underworld. And that's happening not only in KZN and in Durban, but certainly in other parts of the country too.
Would you say, Imran, that the future of Durban and other cities in South Africa would be like parts of India or Central and South America?
Yeah, no, certainly. You know, one of the really worrying things, if you look at corruption in India, is that there's an absurd argument made even in the literature that addressing corruption in parts of India might not be a good thing because it impacts negatively on development and the whole development process. Because, I mean, the absurd argument is that if you address corruption, then, for example, if it's a housing project, then it just stalls the project and poorer people take a lot longer to get those homes. That's a sad reality of the extent to which corruption has reached many parts of India. And we've even seen this in parts of Central America and Latin America, which brings us back to the point I was making earlier, that we're seeing in our everyday politics that our politics is so closely tied up to the underworld and even the corporate world, like we saw with the Gupta brothers, that descended on our shores and certainly looted the state by using their corporate interests, which intersected with the state. And what's even more worrying is that those interests of both the corporate world and the state are now even intersecting with the underworld. And that's happened in many parts of the world, including in the U.S., in the 30s, where parts of Chicago were penetrated by the underworld. And if you wanted anything done in local government in Chicago in the 30s, the underworld was certainly part of that machination of governance.
Why is the criminalization of politics so advanced in South Africa?
Yeah, you know, countries that reach democracy like we did, you know, coming out of an era of colonization or apartheid in our case, there very often is, one is we see a correlation between democratization and an increase in violence. And we've seen that in South Africa, and we've seen it in Latin America. Parts of Asia might be an exception. But it's also a national phenomenon because people want access to the state. People want to become wealthy really quickly. And the state is the quickest facilitator of getting wealthy, of what we call social mobilization. So that means that, you know, the criminalization of politics is supported by a number of organizations, even smaller organizations who make are involved in propaganda, try to win popular support. And we've seen this, and individuals like Carl Niehaus and a whole range of other people who support this criminalization of politics. And it's all about looting the public purse. You know, if one wants to be really simplistic about it and bring it down to the bare bones, it essentially boils down to how can we use the state to advance our own material interests.
What hope is there for the future, Imran?
Well, like I've said previously, Maulana, I think, you know, the work that you do and others do in the media, that's a central pivot of our democracy. So I think the idea of a free media and a media that constantly exposes corruption, reflects on what's happening in our society, is an important part of addressing what's going on. And of course, a free civil society and a strong civil society campaign. And we see a number of civil society organizations in South Africa that are really strong. So I think, you know, consistently good journalism together with a well-coordinated political campaign, using all of the decent people in political structures, even within the ANC, other progressive forces, trade unions, grassroots organizations, I think all need to be really, really active. The country is at a really worrying time in its democracy. So I think civil society and the media will play a really important role in ensuring that we don't descend even further into our chaos.
Dr. Imran Bakas, as always, shukran for your time.
Thanks so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
That was this week's Asri Report with Dr. Imran Bakas.